going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A man is dead after he was stabbed this morning on a subway platform. Police say it happened at the Brooklyn Bridge station of the 4, 5, and 6 train. Cops say a 38-year-old man got into an argument with another man on board a 6 train just after 8:30 this morning. The fight escalated and then spilled out onto the platform, where the 38-year-old was stabbed multiple times in the chest. He was rushed to the hospital, but sadly did not survive. Police are still searching for his attacker. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos is being sentenced on fraud and identity theft charges today. Our Sophia Hall with that story.
Former Congressman George Santos has been keeping busy the last few months, recording messages on the site Cameo. But after today, we may not see the 36-year-old for many years. Prosecutors want Santos to be sentenced to 7+ years in federal prison for fraud and identity theft because they believe recent social media posts show that Santos is not remorseful. But Santos said in a letter to the judge that he can be profoundly sorry and upset at the same time. Santos pleaded guilty last summer. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A judge will hear arguments today in the city council's attempt to stop Mayor Adams from letting ICE have a presence at Rikers Island. The council says the move is prohibited by the city's sanctuary laws, but the mayor has defended it, saying ICE agents will only be involved in criminal investigations, not civil matters, and will focus mostly on drugs, guns, murders, and other violent crimes. A deadly crash is under investigation in Woodhaven, Queens. Investigators say a 23-year-old woman was crossing the street at Woodhaven Boulevard and Myrtle Avenue overnight when she was run down by a man on a motorcycle. Sadly, she died at the hospital a short time later. Police say the man riding the motorcycle stayed at the scene and has not been charged with a crime. Today is arraignment day for the accused United Healthcare CEO killer.
The top federal charge against Luigi Mangione, murder through use of a firearm. And that could mean a death sentence or life in prison, according to the indictment filed last week. Mangione will appear in court today to enter a plea. His lawyers have called the decision to seek a death penalty barbaric and a political stunt. The 26-year-old University of Pennsylvania graduate is accused of stalking, shooting, and killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson as he walked to an investor meeting in Midtown Manhattan last December. Mangione also faces state charges here in New York and in Pennsylvania, where he was arrested after a 5-day manhunt. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD is renewing its search for the suspect in a cold case homicide from 1999. Investigators say the body of the victim, 42-year-old Jeffrey Blackman, was found in the trunk of a car near Flushing Meadows Corona Park. It was later determined he'd been strangled, but there were never any leads on who might have done it. Well, now, all these years later, police have released a new photo of Blackman, hoping that someone may recognize him and have an idea about what may have happened. If that someone is you, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Staff members at Columbia University and its sister school, Barnard College, say they were taken aback earlier this week by text messages they got from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, asking if they're Jewish or Israeli. It appears the messages were part of the EEOC's investigation into alleged harassment of Jewish employees at the schools. Columbia has since said it knew the agency had access to personal contact information of employees, but it didn't know about the surveys. This all comes as the Trump administration cracks down on what the president has called Hamas sympathizers on college campuses. There's been no comment from the EEOC.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.